When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, 'cause I give a
time for the vibe check this Monday morning. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah, we're just...
In.
You need a physical.
I have no voice.
You gotta get checked.
I was at a pride. I was at a wedding. I was at a concert.
Something's going on, man. Something's going on with the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our friends are weighing in this Monday morning. 585-252-9800. Thank you guys for checking in.
Thank you so much. Yeah, what's been going on? What's the 411? Tell us literally everything.
Yeah.
The text line is open for you, 585-252-9800. Let's see who's here. Oh, of course, our besties. Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up today since we got a lot of cleaning done this weekend and still had time to relax a little. Love you guys. Have a great day. We love you.
Yeah, thank you guys for checking in on a Monday. It's mm-hmm. so unlike you, too. But we appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. Who else is here? We have Lindsay checking in. Lindsay says, good morning. Vibes are high today because I'm ready to start the week off on a great foot. Only two more weeks left in July. The summer is flying by.
Two more weeks left in July is correct. Yeah.
That's nutty. That is nutty.
You haven't been on the boat this year as much as last year, yeah?
I'm going today for a full day.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Yep, because I fear that that is true. This person says, vibe check, so hungover I could cry.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, good for you.
You starting off the Monday and the week on the right foot.
I don't know what it is about today. I just feel like it's a pizza and wine type of night.
Oh.
Usually it's a salmon or chicken type of night. I feel like it's a pizza and wine night. Anyone else have pizza Mondays?
Pop off.
I think that's the move for tonight.
Think
about it.
Go to Walgreens, get a nice oven pizza.
We order. Get oven pizza from Walgreens. What are you saying
right
now?
Me and my plant order.
What are you talking about right now? It's my nephew's birthday tomorrow.
How fun.
It's a special day.
The older one or the younger one?
The middle. Yeah, Micah. He's going to be 10. It's a big number. Big day tomorrow.
Nice.
It's going to be a really busy week. But overall, the vibes are up. I had a really busy, fun weekend. We'll talk about some of that in the segments coming up this morning. And then everyone who went to Pride over the weekend, good vibes, yes?
Yeah, a lot of fun. Weather was very nice. Very nice turnout, for sure.
Do you think it was more people this year or last year?
I'm not sure. I can't say. I mean, I know the parade itself was just absolutely littered with people.
Yeah.
I was at Pride, went on stage, did the thing, and then I had to run to a wedding, so I didn't...
All in the same day. It's a busy day.
And then I went to a concert at night. Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
It
Good
was
for
a
you.
Lot.
What was I going to ask? I can't remember, but how are your vibes?
They're good. Going on the boat today. Very excited about that. And just going to take advantage of the nice weather. And, that's pretty much all I got for today. Starting off the week on the right foot.
Let's clean the slate, you guys. Let's have a good start to the morning. Coming up this morning, we'll tell you about the Blue Wolf Bistro and what they did with the pet rescue event. This is their second year, and I got to tell you, it's made a huge difference. Operation Operation Freedom Ride is an organization run by volunteers. We'll tell you what it is. They've been doing this since 2018, but it's their second year over at the Blue Wolf Bistro on Park Avenue. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings. Thank you for the vibes this Monday.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. There was a ton of events over the weekend that took place. One of them being the Blue Wolf Bistro on Park Ave hosted a pet rescue event featuring adoptable dogs in support of Operation Freedom Ride yesterday afternoon. And this is a Rochester-based nonprofit which aims to save dogs and cats from euthanization. And they say, we don't have a shelter location, so we basically rely on local partners like Blue Wolf Bistro to host us to have meet and greet events, which I would assume is a good place to do it considering how many people on Park Ave have pets. And also, the whole fundraising and donation support is a huge help too. We are volunteers and also 100% foster home-based, which means that all of our dogs are in homes rather than having a shelter location. So Operation Freedom Ride is also looking for foster families to help care for their cats and their dogs. They are an organization run by volunteers. They were founded back in 2018. Volunteers help rescue unwanted pets and find foster parents to care for the dogs until they're actually adopted. So they've saved right now 352 dogs, 144 cats back in 2024, last year alone. From that group, 297 dogs and 184 cats found their forever homes. So it's a great cause, and it actually is making a difference. I wish I would have known about this. I would have been overjoyed to go down there and rescue a dog for one day or maybe a couple hours.
One day is crazy.
I just got it. I got to warm up.
You got to do the sample platter.
Well, you want to make sure that the pet is also happy in the environment that you're giving it. Right?
Yeah, the pet would probably be like, I'd rather go back to Blue Wolf, to be honest.
It's hard. It's hard, I'm assuming, because so many people who have dogs or cats or animals have apartments. I'm assuming it's tough if you're on the sixth floor to keep going down. Yeah. Got to find grass.
Got to find it.
You know what I mean?
So important to let that dog out.
You got to do it eventually.
Right.
Am I the type of person where if I'm out on a Saturday having a ball, is it going to be tough for me to want to leave and go home to feed the dog?
Absolutely.
But I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not ready. You're just not ready.
All right.
That's okay.
At what point, coming up on the show, at what point does a nice neighbor turn into getting taken advantage of? Kelly from Webster says she's tired of the neighbors thinking that her pool in the neighborhood is some public YMCA. How does she tell them to stop bringing their kids over without making the rest of the summer totally awkward?
Oof.
We'll talk about it coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Okay, guys, it's time to shut it down. Kelly from Webster wrote in looking for advice on how to shut it down with her neighbors who are constantly sending their kids over to use her pool without asking. She writes in over the weekend, and the subject line in all caps was, I'm not running a YMCA.
Yes, so, of course.
Yeah, caught our attention. Kelly says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Love the show. You guys keep me from completely snapping some mornings. Okay, oh my God.
Love that.
So my neighbors keep sending their kids over to my pool without even asking. I'm not kidding. They just show up in bathing suits like it's a public water park. There's no heads up, no text, not even a wave from the mom across the street. And I will always be outside trying to relax with a book. And three kids come running over with their towels ready to swim. I'm friends with the mom. We have a pretty decent relationship. Plus my son loves her kids. I just can't help but feel disrespected. And I think sometimes people just get way too comfortable. And I feel like this is one of those times. This seems to be happening more and more. And it's honestly starting to make my blood boil. I didn't spend all this money on a pool so I can babysit someone else's kids for free. And I've tried to be nice about it, But now I'm at the point where I'm ready to have a serious conversation with the mom. I just don't know what to say because when it comes to confrontation, I'm very bad at it. I don't want it in my life, she says. I haven't said anything yet because I don't want to create tension, but I'm starting to feel like I don't have a choice. I'd love advice on how to handle this without making it awkward for the rest of the summer. Not just for me, but for my son. Thanks. You guys are the best.
The YMCA is crazy.
It is time to shut it down.
Shut it down. So important to shut it down. Yeah, that's nuts. But I can relate. I mean, that was my pool growing up.
Neighbors were sending the kids to mom and dad's?
Well, my mom was like, anyone can come. Like, this is not a apartment community pool.
Well, it was their pool. I mean, if they were cool with it, that makes all the difference.
Like, not all the kids peeing in the pool.
Yeah. Got to do it near the filter. 585-252-9800. How do you handle this situation? What is something you could say? Because you have to say something. Because I can imagine the feeling when you go out there and you just want to relax and read a book, which I still have no idea how people do that in the sun. I couldn't read a book. But you got three kids running over with their towels.
Right.
And the neighbors are just expecting.
Screaming.
Assuming that that's okay.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, not too many people today have any self-awareness.
No.
They just do whatever
they
want to do.
Whatever. All good here. Is it all good here? It's definitely something that you need to address because if you don't address it, it's just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And they're going to be coming over 2, 3, 4 times a day. And then it's not even going to be, it's going to be so out of control, you're not even going to be able to address it. Because it's like, my biggest thing is like, when people do things and it's not addressed and you're like, well, I've been doing it this way for so long and now all of a sudden the rules are changing. Like, it just, it makes my blood literally boil. So nip it in the bud right now. Get after it. I mean, say you can text me if we're open to guests. They can come over.
Sure. Let's go over to a couple texts. I want to get to a call from our friend Miriam here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Very well. Thanks. Well, I had a neighbor who had a pool like this, and she was lovely. She put up a flagpole, and when the flag had a red flag on it, it meant that that pool that day was just for her and her family.
Oh.
If anybody saw the red flag, you didn't go over. If she wanted to have neighborhood kids come over, she put up a green flag.
Interesting.
That way,
this is brilliant.
No question. It was brilliant. She was a lovely person. We'd look out the window. You see the red flag. No one goes over. Every now and again, she'd put up the green flag. We'd all go over.
Oh, see.
Problem solved. She never had to talk to anybody about
it. Wow.
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't have to worry about all the texts and phone calls coming in. Like, this is a way better idea. You guys got to install. All right, so, Kelly, you have to install a flagpole.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's easy peasy.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Miriam. Have a great day.
Just solving issues left and right.
That's what it's about. Ray says, good morning, guys. This happened to us last summer, almost exact same situation. I was trying to avoid conflict, too, but the stress of tiptoeing around it was worse than just having the conversation. I ended up texting the mom and said, hey, just a heads up, we're trying to keep pool time a little bit more low-key this week, and it opened the door to talk about it, and it didn't blow up like I thought it would.
Right.
But you got to do it because some people will never get the hint. Does anyone have a neighbor who's very comfortable who thinks what's yours is theirs? Like, do they just kind of casually come over and help themselves? Because we grew up next to this family, and their dad and my dad became close, but he got so close where I remember a couple times our garage was open.
Mm-hmm.
He just came over and took the lawnmower.
Oh.
It's like, well, yeah, well, you don't do that here. That's not how that works. No, that's not how we do things here.
I fear that's not it.
No. Let me go over to friend Krista here. Good morning, guys. I would start with locking the gate and seeing if that sends a message without words. If they still show up.
They're like literally pole vaulting the gate.
If they still show up, that's when you know it's intentional. After that, I would just be brutally honest and say we're keeping the pool just for family going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Kelly's son still wants to hang with his friends in the pool. I mean, you look forward to that all year. But I'm telling you, man, the flag, the green and red flag, it's a go or no. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
It's genius.
It's brilliant.
Absolutely genius.
Let me get to a couple more coming in. Lori says, I live in Greece. We have a ton of kids in the neighborhood. So I made a shared calendar with a few open pool days and sent it to the moms who kept dropping their kids off. I said, we're happy to have friends over, but we're trying to stay organized this summer. There you go. As long as you're in communication with the rest of the parents in the neighborhood.
Should be good to go.
You're going to be good to go. But the flagpole, that's where it's at. Thanks, guys, for the messages and calls this morning. If something were to happen in Kelly's pool, too, and kids
they're
get
liable.
Hurt.
They're liable.
Who do you think the neighbors are going to blame?
They're liable.
Kelly.
So, yep.
Kelly, shut it down. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY Traffic.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the show. It is PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, who saw red over the weekend.
I blacked out yesterday.
Yeah.
I blacked out in a fit of rage. And like, I don't know why this bothered me so much, but it did. And I'm here this morning to ask, am I in the wrong or did I do the right thing? Because you never really know in those situations after the fact when you sit back and you really think about it and you're like, could I have handled that better? Maybe, probably. But here's what happened.
You let your emotions get the best of you.
Well, I was at my wit's end. So yesterday I was out to breakfast with my girlfriend and we went like a little later. Not that that matters, but it was like maybe 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there eating. Everything's good. And it is a packed restaurant, packed breakfast place. Like, we had to wait to get a table, whatever the case may be.
No shame in getting pancakes at 1 p.m.
Not at all. You do what you need to do. So every single table and seat in the restaurant is accounted for. And we're sitting in a booth, which obviously elite. And
yep.
I mean, let's be honest.
Very comfy.
And I'm back to back with a woman. And all of a sudden, we're like done with our meal at this point. But all of a sudden, they have a bunch of like decor on a ledge. So it's like booth, 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 all back to back, ledge, and then other side, booth, 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 booth. You know it all too well.
The decor on the ledge.
Yep. So they had all their decor on the ledge, whatever. It's a diner. Like, what do you expect? And all of a sudden, this metal chicken decor.
Oh, God. I just love these diners who have not changed the aesthetics in 40 years.
No, not at all.
Classic.
Why would they? I'm sending you the chicken. Because I took a picture of it.
I got to see. Yes.
This metal chicken that's huge comes flying over.
Oh, my God.
And hits the lady behind me, kind of like in the arm, in the head. I'm not really sure. But it's like heavy. It's a literal metal chicken.
Look at.
Yeah. He's pissed. No, he's pissed. So I'm like, that was super weird. Like, I can't believe that just felt like that. Like, whatever. So I was like, oh my God, are you okay, ma'am? Like, I'm worried about this woman. I don't know if she's concussed. Obviously, I just went through something similar. So I want to make sure everyone's good. She's like, no, I'm good. Whatever. So I put the metal chicken back on the ledge.
Okay. Which, by the way, it shouldn't even be there. The thing is massive. That could fall on someone's head.
That was one of like 15 pieces on the ledge. And it did. So I put it back up there. All is well. Not even 2 minutes later, it flies off again. And I literally saw red. I jumped up over the ledge. And I look and it's this little kid. He's like,
oh, it was a kid doing
and
it.
And I go, stop it. You're hitting her in the head. And the mom's just like, what? I'm like, parent your kid.
Yeah.
You just bashed this poor woman in the head twice with a metal chicken. And I literally took the chicken and I...
You put it in the booth with you?
Yeah, I did. I was like, are you well? The kid was like 4.
Yeah.
With three adults at his table.
And nobody
three
was
adults.
Nobody was saying
and
nothing.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody
like,
was parenting.
Are you guys brain dead? Are you blind? What's happening?
Who at this table's high?
I screamed at that little kid. I didn't care if it was a kid, if it was an elder, if it was a cat, if it was a dog. They're literally smashing this poor woman's head with this metal chicken that probably weighs 7 pounds.
I don't think you were in the right to say anything at all.
Why? Why wasn't I in the right to say anything? Someone's going to learn today.
Someone's going to learn today.
Like, if they're not going to teach him, will.
What was the reaction on the kid's face?
The entire table just sat there dumbfounded, didn't say a word.
Wait, so where was this table? They were on the other side?
Yeah, so like it was me, and then I had my back to this woman.
Got it.
And the woman who I had my back to was getting blasted by the
metal
chicken.
Oh, it was coming from the other side.
And then they were on the other side pushing it over.
So you looked over the divider.
I literally jumped over like Mr. Rogers. Mr. Feeney, I should say, not Mr.
Rogers. Yeah, definitely
Mr.
Feeney.
And I was like, stop! At that volume, too. I was like, what are you doing?
So you were with your girlfriend, right?
Yes.
What did Patrice say?
She was like, yeah, but you better you than someone else. And then, oh, here's the best part. The woman who is the hostess, who runs the front counter that like seats you and pays your bill and all this stuff. She's sitting there, standing there at the counter, looking at me, going like,
oh, thumbs yeah. The thumbs up.
Thank you for saying something. I'm like, not only is your decor being destroyed, but you're also going to have a lawsuit on your hands if this woman comes out concussed.
So you're telling me three lazy adults weren't capable enough of telling this kid, which they must have seen him doing it.
Correct.
They did nothing.
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Not a thing.
It's crazy.
I was dumbfounded.
Why do other parents let other random strangers set boundaries for their kids? Are they just too lazy to do it?
And I honestly, like, it makes me wonder and think, like, if I kept the chicken up there, would he have done it again? Because if he were to, like, I think I would have went even harder. And then it's like, well, that's not your right. That's not your place. Like, you shouldn't be talking to other kids like that. It's like, okay, but like, also, they need to learn that they can't just, like, throw metal chickens at people. Like, someone could get seriously hurt.
Yeah,
and if it was me, that was just me defending a random stranger. I don't even know. If it actually hit me, I would have lost my mind.
Well, what would you do with the chicken when you left?
I put it back up, but, like, not in his reach at all.
Got it.
And I said to her, I said, you're going to have to the woman at the hostess stand, I was like, you're going to have to, like, refix the decor because I obviously moved it. She's, like, totally fine.
See, even like when our parents were growing up.
Oh my God, my ass would
like
have
been our beat. Grandparents were cool with our parents getting disciplined by other people. And mm-hmm. I mean like slapped around physically. Like, yeah, you can handle it.
Yeah, I'm not
my
kid hit
needs
the kid
a beating.
Over the metal
yeah,
chicken, but
you can beat him. If he needs a beating, go ahead, smack him around a few.
But like my parents would never. That's the problem with kids these days. Like, there's no repercussions at all. Like, if I did that at a restaurant, we'd be out of there so fast. You wouldn't even get your sausage links.
No, you wouldn't do it. My dad would take me to the car. He'd put a bag over my head.
And, like, you know what? You know what blows my mind? It's like, the parents didn't even, like, apologize on their behalf. They just sat there like a deer in headlights. I'm like, are you with us? Are you here with us?
Oh, man. What was their excuse? Wow.
They didn't say a thing.
I'm so sorry. We haven't had our coffee yet.
No, they were just like, where am I? What do you mean, where are you? Metal chickens are flying everywhere.
All right, well, Breezy, you just got a little taste of what it's going to be like to parent, you know, and I think you passed the test. You did what everyone was dying to do, kind of like the hostess, who was way too scared to come and do anything herself.
And it wasn't even... The thing about the whole situation was it wasn't even like premeditated or it wasn't like, I'm going to say something now. Like, I literally just had an out of body experience where I launched, and maybe it had to do with the fact that I hadn't slept in like 48 hours, but I literally was like, I'm pretty much done here. And you want me to throw the metal chicken at you? Cause you'll see how unpleasant it is.
I'm sorry, but a chicken of that size made out of metal on a ledge. Is not
it's a recipe for disaster.
It is, and God knows that that disaster took place on Sunday morning with a child and three parents willing
don't
to do
worry
nothing.
No chickens were harmed, so
how do you feel about having kids soon?
I mean, they won't be acting like that, let's just put it that
way.
Oh
no, they will not.
No metal chickens in sight. Yeah, so maybe I was right, maybe I was wrong, I'm not sure. I feel like everyone's just like really soft but like.
Moral of the story? Make it about safety, fairness, in kindness.
Does it not clock to them that I'm standing on business? Period.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
This weekend was a huge weekend when it came to celebrating Pride. Thousands gathered along South Ave in Rochester for the Pride Parade and then went on into the Pride Festival hosted at Highland Park. Awesome turnout this year. Over 20,000 people were in attendance, which is amazing. Rainbow flags, cheering crowds all lined the sidewalk to celebrate Pride right here in Rochester. It went. It was fun. It was great. You know, I think having it at Highland definitely lets a lot more people come in, have more space, able to do more things. Like it's set up similar to Lilac Festival where there's different vendors on one end and then there was like a stage obviously with VIP and then food in one section, all of the things.
I mean, so we used to love having it on Park Ave. I mean, they did in 2023, but it's a tight squeeze.
Yeah. So obviously the festival was taking place at Cobbs Hill for many, many years. And moving to Highland just seems like a better move, like I said, to make sure that everyone can get in and have space to breathe and do all the things. And it was great. Obviously, Trillium Health said that they're always excited to partner with the Pride Parade, and they're a huge leading sponsor, huge friends of PXY and of Odyssey, and it'll happen next year, and same time, same place. See you then. Good weather, too, which was awesome.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. Who performed on Saturday?
There was a slew of different artists. People were in and off that stage from 11 to 6, so a lot of different people. Yep.
Coming up on the show, it seems like there's a whole mess of just fake apology statements floating around online, supposedly written by astronomer CEO Andy Byron. After he got caught cheating on his wife at a Coldplay concert, now he's out of a job and people are asking one question that honestly isn't even about the cheating. I mean, do you really need to give consent to be shown on a Jumbotron at a concert or a game? We'll get into all of that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings. Moose and Breezy. Andy Byron, the CEO of Astronomer, has officially resigned from his position with the tech company following all the drama of him getting caught cheating at a Coldplay concert with his mistress, who's HR, the company, who he hired only a few months back. And this confirmed what we've all been thinking for years, which is you just can't trust HR.
That
is why Breezy and I don't have HR anymore in our building.
We literally haven't had it for years. I think ever since you started, they were like, I think we're good here.
If you have a problem, just call the police. By the way, people were taking bets on whether or not this CEO was going to resign from the company or not. And there are a couple of people who made out really, really well. Hundreds of thousands of dollars on these bets. This cheating scandal has brought the country together in a really beautiful way. Now, the tech company announced in an update on X this past Saturday that the CEO had tendered his resignation and the board of directors has accepted it. And here's the official statement from Astronomer. They said, Andy...
Is this actually the official statement? Because there's a lot of them floating around the internet.
That came from him, not the company. And the company said, Andy Byron has tendered his resignation. The board of directors has accepted it when we will begin a search for our next chief executive. Now, before this week, we were known as a pioneer in the data ops space, helping data teams power everything from modern analytics to production AI. While awareness of our company may have changed overnight, our product and our work for our customers have not. We're continuing to do what we do best, helping our customers with their toughest data and AI problems. And I think I speak for a lot of people when I say up until now I had no idea what this company did.
This company existed.
Yeah,
huge CEO. This is crazy. I'm like, never heard of this once in my life. So all I know is that two people went to a concert together and acted inappropriately. And if they didn't act the way that they did when the camera was pointed on them, honestly, probably no one would have known at all. It definitely wouldn't be memeable, I'll tell you that much.
No, you're 100% right on that. Meanwhile,
but just be normal.
Meanwhile, his wife, Megan, quietly pulled his last name off her Facebook profile and then deactivated her account altogether. So it was, I mean, like you said, it was very hard to determine what was real online because there was a lot of fake Andy Byron apology statements floating around. And here's the one that pissed everyone off that is now being said it was fake. But you also have a lot of people on one side saying, no, it's real. And he says, this is not who I want to be or how I want to be represented. I don't want to represent the company this way that I helped build. And I'm taking time to reflect and take accountability to figure out the next steps. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. And I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. Then it finishes off with a Coldplay lyric. As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you. Sincerely, Andy. And I sat there reading this with my mouth open saying, there's no way. This is fake. It's got to be. Is he saying what I think he's saying? And this is where he got everyone upset. Is that you need consent to be on camera at a concert or a live music event?
No.
Because Chris Martin of Coldplay was not holding the camera. He was sitting at a piano.
Right.
This message, I'm pretty 100% sure, was fake. But as much as people want to believe it's real, they're still very much upset over the fact that he was upset that he was put in the spotlight.
Yeah, obviously not a legit statement from him. Obviously someone crafted that perfectly as rage bait, which obviously just is the internet. But I think that this begs the question that we've all been thinking and asking and talking about is if you are at a concert, if you are at a sporting event, if you are anywhere where it is a ticketed event and there is a Jumbotron, the consensus is, after doing some research here,
yeah,
anyone can be filmed, and the NFL or whatever stadium owns the rights to those recordings forever. This is a statement from the NFL. Ticket holders agree that by causing their ticket to be scanned upon entry to the event, the ticket holder shall be deemed to have signed the ticket and granted the NFL exclusive worldwide access, royalty fees, license to any work that is within the vicinity of which stadium or wherever they are. The event will be filmed, photographed, and broadcasted by the NFL and its partners, and it may capture and use the ticket holder's voice, image, and or likeness.
So I'm assuming this also implies with like purchasing a ticket off Ticketmaster too. There's got to be fine print somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we don't read.
No, ever. Not at all. But like it makes sense. And for people that are like, I can't believe that this happened, like believe it, because that's like going into someone's house and being like, you can't film me on your Ring camera. Like, no, you're on my property.
Sure.
This is literally my house. So I can actually do whatever I want. If you don't like it, don't come to my house.
Brian is weighing in to add to that and says, hi, guys, just to add to what you're talking about. Yes, in most cases, purchasing a ticket to a public event is a form of implied consent for being filmed or photographed. This is often covered in the fine print, in the terms and conditions when you buy the ticket, whether online or actually at the venue itself.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, for most people who aren't doing anything wrong, they don't really care, because them going to see whomever it is that they're seeing, artist, comedian, sporting event, that means more to them than maybe potentially could be getting filmed.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Do you think that he's going to stay with her? Because it's probably safe to assume. I mean, at this point, both of their spouses are going to file for divorce. So do they just ride it out or never speak to each other again? What happens from here on out?
I mean, you already blew up your life. You might as well, I mean, stick to the bit. Yeah. Hold your ground.
Julie says, the second I saw this video, I felt sick for the wife. Imagine thinking your husband's at a work event and finding out on TikTok that he's been banging the HR woman. It's truly sad, and he deserves all of this.
Touché. Also, the announcer being like, either they're super shy or having an affair. Like, you clocked it right away. Right away. And I don't know. I just, we've talked about this.
You know, they're, first
for
of all,
3 days straight.
Yeah, the reaction was not ideal. We'll say that. People right. are like, you know, he could have pretended he was cracking her back.
I know. Yeah. Or fixing something on her.
We should recreate this somehow.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
We can do it up on the ledge. Easy peasy.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy will be right back.
98 PXY.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I said it. On the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
585-252-9800 is the number to text or call with your unpopular opinions this morning. It's time to clear the air for There I Said It.
Let's go.
A no name on this one this morning. First text that came in and they said, make open relationships the new norm. People are not meant to marry and stay with one person their whole life. Disgusting. There I said it.
Not you texting in.
That's not true. That's not true, Breezy. I believe in marriage with the right individual because, God, people just seem very unhappy today.
Oh, my gosh. This person says movies that are longer than 2 hours should have an intermission. There I said it. Yeah, I agree. You're always assigning me movies that are 2.5, 3 hours long. I need to take a break halfway through.
I'm trying to think the longest movie I ever sat through. It took me 3 days. Probably the Irishman. Yeah, I watched it. Just kept coming back to it, getting distracted.
That's when you know a movie is not that good.
It's too long.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Dave. Good morning, guys. People who say I'm not a morning person but stay up till 3 a.m., stop making excuses. There I said it.
Right, stop it. That's enough. Yeah.
First of all, somebody just asked this question online. Worst time slot to possibly work during the day? And I said between the hours of 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. You can't do anything.
No.
Even the graveyard shift is better than that. At least you have time to hang or have dinner with your family.
Yeah.
You can't do anything during 3
p.m. I don't know, though. Like, I've been with people who work overnights and things like that. And it just, even so, like, it just ruins their whole day because they go in at 7 and then they leave at 7 at night and then they leave at 7 in the morning and then they have to sleep all day and then they do, you know what I mean? It's just...
I have to ask.
Ruins your whole thing.
Some of you listening, where you have opposite schedules of your significant other, how do you guys make that work? Because I know a couple where she goes in at 5 a.m. and gets home at like 2 and then he leaves at 4 and gets home at like 4 in the morning. They just... Two
Nightmare.
Boats in the nights... Passing each other.
Two ships in the night.
Let's go over to Morgan. High-rise pants are ugly. There, I said it. Mind your own business.
Period. This person says, most people aren't lazy. They're just exhausted and broke, and nobody cares. That is so true. That is so true. Working my ass off for 60 hours a week, have nothing to show for it.
No benefits.
Right. You're lazy.
Let's go over to Louie. Hey, to the guy at my gym who constantly feels the need to work out with sunglasses on. You're not cool or mysterious. People are making fun of you. There, I said it. I think Lou works out at the same gym I do because I got to tell you, a couple people in there refuse to take their Versace's off.
Their what?
They love their Versace's.
Versace's?
Yeah. We call them Versace's.
Who does?
People online. My buddy loves his Versace's.
Why are we calling it that?
That's just another name for it.
Okay.
Let's go over to Heather. Deadbeat dads who show up when it's convenient and act like heroes because they came to a birthday. I just want to let everyone know that their effort is pathetic. There, I said it.
Yeah, it's not great. This person said roadside memorials are ghoulish and honestly a safety hazard. There, I said it. Well, I will admit, I am breaking my neck and taking my eyes off of traffic to see why there's a ghost bike there, for sure, with flowers and
they're all over the
balloons
city.
Balloons.
They're painted
all
what?
The things.
White? They're painted white.
What's painted? Well, sometimes they're, it really depends on how the person passed. Like if they got hit by a bike, they'll leave a bike there, or if it's just balloons or candles or whatever the case may be where they died. Like, there was one on Park Ave, I don't know if it's still there, right across from Dragonfly for years.
Haven't seen it.
And it might not be there anymore. I obviously don't live there. But it was there for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I agree. I mean, like, I think pay your respects for sure, but I think there's an expiration date on it for sure.
Let's go over to Rach, who says, good morning, guys. I think wedding culture is out of control today because nobody needs a $40,000 party to prove they love someone. And I think most couples just want the attention more than anything. There, I said it.
Very true.
$40K.
That's on the cheap end, too.
That's the bare minimum today.
That's on the cheap
end. I had this conversation with my parents over the weekend, or the other weekend. I was like, how much money did you guys drop on your wedding day? It was $7,500.
Yeah, like, my mom was like, $4,000.
That's nice. Mine for today is if you are looking to hire someone to do a job for you, I'm talking painter, contractor, and they roll up to your driveway with a vehicle that has trash, papers, empty cups covering their dashboard of the vehicle, do not hire them. They are going to do a crap job. There, I said it. The cleaner the vehicle, the better the person. It says everything about their vehicle, I promise you.
I would actually argue the opposite because, like, it just goes to show they're so busy taking care of other people's things that they don't have time to take care of yours.
That's not true. If they leave their vehicle a mess, they're going to leave your property a mess. I've seen it.
They don't have time to take care of their own things because they're constantly serving and protecting others.
That's so not true.
Honestly, it's selfless. This person says newer cars are complete garbage. There, I said it. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. They said, the quality and the durability is just not what it used to be.
Well, that depends on what kind of car you're getting.
Literally.
Wait.
There's no car out there that should be having issues before 20,000 miles.
No, I do agree with that. But that's what happens when you buy an American-made car. Sorry, I said it. There, I said it.
So tough.
Stacy says, hi, Moose and Breezy. People who love camping are usually people who can't afford hotels. This is not a opinion. This is facts. There, I said it. Really? People who camp are just doing it because they can't afford hotels. That's why they're doing it? Okay, all right. And then let's go over to the most toxic man in Rochester. Big Ed! What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. I got one for today. I think TikTok made a lot of average people think they're special.
Mm.
My daughter being one of them. There, I said it.
Oh, never agreed with that man before in my life, but I got to admit, he's right.
He's a sick man.
He's right.
He gets the help. Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The Blue Wolf Bistro on Park Ave hosted this really cool pet rescue event featuring adoptable dogs in support of Operation Freedom Ride yesterday afternoon. And this Rochester-based nonprofit, their goal is to aim to save dogs and cats from euthanization, and they say, we don't have a shelter location. So basically what they do is just rely on local partners like Blue Wolf to host them and have meet and greet events, and also fundraising and donating, and they're all volunteers. 100% of them are foster home-based, which means that all of their dogs are in homes rather than having a shelter location. But Operation Freedom Ride is also looking for foster families to help care for their cats and dogs. Obviously, the location yesterday was great right on Park Ave because the amount of people that live down there with pets, a lot of them turned up. Mm-hmm. They showed up. Operation Freedom Ride is an organization run by volunteers. It was founded back in 2018. And all these volunteers help rescue unwanted pets and find foster parents to care for the dogs until they're actually adopted. So they saved 352 dogs and 144 cats last year alone.
That's awesome.
And just from that group, 297 dogs and 184 cats found their forever homes, which is really, really cool. So the organization makes a big difference.
That's great.
Yeah. I was going to walk down there, adopt a dog for a couple hours, and I was like, I just didn't know about it.
Can't swing it.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, what's the real yard sale etiquette? Because two people almost killed one another over a $5 slow cooker. And it's raising some really good questions about whether just touching something makes it yours. We'll talk about it and tell you what happened coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Has anyone been to any really good crappy yard sales recently?
I mean, tis the season. It's happening now, and you can honestly find some great stuff there.
There are a couple of gems you might be able to get your hands on. Last night I was in bed scrolling social media because I was already brain dead from the day. So I figured, let's end the night with some more crap. I come across a video, two grown adults. I'm talking soccer mom in Crocs versus an old retired guy in a mega hat fighting in a driveway over a used slow cooker at a yard sale. And apparently the story that was being told by the guy filming the video is the woman picked it up first, told the homeowner to hold it for her because she was going to think it over. Okay, sure. Well, while she's browsing, this guy walks up, sees the crock pot, asks the homeowner how much. And the guy says, well, the woman is most likely going to buy it. He goes, I'll give you 20. He says, sold. Boom. He swoops in, hands over the 20, takes the slow cooker, and all hell breaks loose. They're threatening to call the cops over a secondhand slow cooker.
Oh, wow.
She's calling him a racist. He's calling her white trash.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was so sad to watch two grown adults get into something.
It's just Facebook IRL. That's really all it is.
They're never going to use it. They're never going to use this appliance.
And it could end up like This Is Us. Could just burn the whole house down.
That's
literally what happened. He got the slow cooker at a garage sale, and it burnt the whole house.
Oh, really? I never watched the show.
Oh, yes.
So here's my question. If you are at a yard sale, and you're holding an item but haven't paid for it yet, how does this work? Is it fair game for someone else to grab it out from under you? Is there an unwritten rule about how long you're allowed to think it over before it's up for grabs?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you're in the business of making money if you're hosting one of these sales.
Yes.
Whether it be garage, yard, factory, I don't really care, estate. And if somebody is pondering something, I mean, my mentality behind it, and I don't think everyone will agree with this, but it's put your money where your mouth is. Like, if you want this, buy it. And if someone's offering double the price, okay. Sorry. Like,
yeah, why?
At that point, it's a bidding war. But it's not about like who's touching or who saw or who's called dibs or who's whatever. It's just put your money where your mouth is.
Now, what if they're holding it, walking around with it?
I mean, you're not going to go up and like snatch it out of someone's hand. Like, clearly, you don't know the situation, if they bought it, if they're thinking about buying it. But to be fair, like she said, hold this for me.
Listen, you snooze, you lose. I'm in agreement with that. Now we're talking about yard sales here. I mean, you can't pull this move at Wegmans. You just don't take stuff out of someone's cart and
There's also a plethora of things. Like, you know, at a yard sale, there's one of something. At Wegmans, just go get another box of crack mac and cheese.
Yeah, there's people ready to throw fist at yard sales, garage sales.
But at the end of the day, like, you're getting a deal. You think, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm telling you right now, it's not. Just go on Facebook Marketplace. You'll find the same thing.
I got to tell you, this woman is, she doesn't have any right to be upset. If she wanted the slow cooker, she should have picked it up and kept moving. 585-252-9800. Anyone been to a good garage sale yet where people tried killing one another over junk? We had a text that come in and Nancy said, if she walked away, it's not hers anymore. This isn't Target. It's a driveway full of stuff. You want it, you buy it. Otherwise, it's fair game.
Now, if she had bought it and then said, hold it, that's totally different. Like, she owns it at that point.
That's right.
But put your money where your mouth is. Like, also, it wasn't a guarantee, like, I'm definitely getting this. Hold it for me. She's like, let me think about it. Like, sorry, but there's not time to think when I'm in the business of making money.
You got to ask yourself when you see two grown adults like this fight. And by the way, there was a child present. When you see them fight over something worth $5, at this point, it's not really about the slow cooker. What's really going on? They obviously have a bunch of stuff going on in their life and they need to vent.
Right.
And they're taking it out on one another. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm sorry, but I had a garage sale because I needed to get rid of a bunch of crap earlier this month. Whoever offers me the most amount of money, it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she upset? She set it down to think about it. Someone else wanted it. She lost out.
I think my mom's is this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I know she was cleaning out the garage for it, so... And her garage sales always pop off, I'll tell you that much.
I bet you your parents got some good stuff. I've been in your garage. There's some good stuff.
They do.
Going up in the yard. I don't understand, though, why this is a foreign concept to some people, because this works the same on Facebook Marketplace. If I'm selling an item for $100, someone messages me and says, well, you going to do 20? I'm going to say no. And their response is always, I'm going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes later, if someone says, I'll give you the 100, sold. I am not waiting around for you to think about it.
No.
I mean, the item always goes to the highest bidder, and that's how garage sales should work 100% of the time.
I mean, I just had this moral dilemma back in December when I was moving in with my girlfriend. I was selling my entire living room set, and there was a strong bidding war for, I mean,
I remember.
Also marked it so low.
Yeah.
And this girl said, you know, hold it for me. And she sent me money. And I had someone offer me, I think it was like $300 or $400 more.
Well, she almost sent you a deposit, right?
No, she did send me a deposit. And
okay.
I sent it back. I was like, I'm so sorry.
You sent it back to her.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I'm so sorry. It's just not going
to
work.
You're trying to make money.
Yeah.
Let me just get to real Danielle really quick before we wrap up. But she says, this is exactly why I only shop estate sales. Yard sales are too trashy. It's sad to watch people fight over a bunch of crap that no longer works. First of all, there's no difference. I've been to estate sales. People can be just as trashy. If they want something, they will fight to their death to get it.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you guys do plan on visiting any crappy yard sales this week and you see something really nice you might want, I mean, it doesn't make it yours just because you touched it.
Right. Keep it in mind.
You want the waffle maker.
Grab it.
Splurge.
Right.
Spend a dollar.
Spend that $5.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
72 for the high today with a lot of sun. Welcome back to the show. What did you accidentally lose and then you ended up finding it? How did you find it?
It was insane.
So you went nuts over the weekend, or yesterday, I should say.
Yeah. Losing something that you just had is one of the most infuriating and frustrating things you'll ever do, because you're like, I just had this. Like, why is this lost? Obviously, we know I just got a new car.
Oh, you lost your new car?
I lost the key, which was obviously need the key. But I have a spare key, and I needed to swap out the key because the battery died. I know. Two days into the new car,
got
battery
it.
Died. But I had to bring the battery back to get it swapped out. And I'm doing that today. And when I replaced the key with the spare key to make sure I could actually drive my car, I put the key back in which I thought was the spot and where I left my spare key. I have one spot. That's where I keep it.
Okay.
And all is well. And I went back to that spot yesterday and it wasn't there. So now I'm losing my mind. I'm like, where is this key? What's happening? I'm like getting audibly angry and like upset. And my girlfriend's like, you need to get a grip. I'm like, I don't know what I did with this. Like, I cleaned up the whole room. I looked under. I looked over. I looked out. I was like, where is this key?
And the entire time it was in your left hand.
No. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, where is this key? So now I call my mom. Like, any grown 31-year-old woman, call your mom if you have an issue. I'm like, I can't find this key, and I'm not paying to get a new key. Like, I literally just got it 3 days ago.
That would, by the way, cost you $250.
Not paying that. So she's like, well, did you pray to St. Anthony?
Yeah, St. Anthony.
And
is,
I was like,
that is true.
Who?
St. Anthony is in charge of finding missed items.
She goes, St. Anthony, the founder of all lost things. I go, didn't speak with him. She goes, well, I would suggest you do so because it works every single time. You just tell him what you need and he'll get it for you.
Okay. And you
I'm
did.
I'm like, okay, whatever. She's like, whatever. You can roll your eyes and scoff at me all you want, but it works. So I'm like, I got to go. Like, I have to look for this key. Like, see you later. So I did. I prayed to St. Anthony.
What? Tell us how.
I was just like, St. Anthony, what up? Like, I need help. Like, I really need this key. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I put it. If you could help me, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Like, peace. And 2 minutes later, I found the key.
It's a beautiful prayer.
Two minutes later.
Where?
I found the key. It was, like, buried in my, like, box of bags. I was like, because my mom was like, where is it? I'm like, I have no idea. But literally 2 minutes later, so then I call my mom and she was like, I told you.
Yeah.
See, you can do this with anything in your life. I'm like, oh my gosh. My mom is like way more religious than I am, but clearly. But I was just like blown away. And I never really believed in stuff like that because, I don't know, it just didn't seem... I'm a realist. Like, I'm... Realistically, I'm like, this is actually going to work. It worked within literally 90 seconds.
Well, it's like you say, Breeze, mom is always right.
She is always right.
Also, I have to ask, you're going to go all the way to the dealership so they can replace the battery in your key?
Well, I pick up my car, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, you'd pop that open real quick and do that yourself.
Yeah, and I'm also not paying for it. They can do it, so. I'm not going to go buy a new battery and then pop it open. They can do it. It's all good. And now that I have the key, they will do it for me today. I'm so excited.
I lost my mind last month because I was looking for a pair of these Nike shorts that I bought for working out. And I brought them to Florida. And I assumed for the last 3 months, because remember I went to Florida in March?
Yes.
I couldn't find them when I got home. And I tore my room apart.
Mm-hmm.
They're very special shorts. They're like $55, you know, Nike. And I'm like, right. You know, what happened to them? Well, I was cleaning out my closet last month to take stuff to Goodwill, and there they are buried in the back behind all the clothes. So what did
Why?
I do? Take them out. Instead of putting them in my gym bag, I placed them on my bed. Haven't been able to find them since. I've gone nuts, and I keep tracing my steps back. What could possibly have happened?
You feel like you're literally insane.
Right. And I was packing up clothes to put in a bag that day to bring the Goodwill. I think I accidentally threw them in there. There's no other explanation for it. They're just gone. And I'm like, that's
not... So you lost it twice?
Yeah.
You're not meant to have those shorts.
I gave up on it. I'm like, you know what? Screw it.
But for those of you... I mean, pray to St. Anthony. For those of you who like actually have lost something and you really are like, I can't find this and I'm going nuts, it worked for me like a charm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
A charm.
Got to pray to St. Anthony. He's always listening.
I love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy. Good heart, good family.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece
Theater. On PXY Mornings, I picked a movie this week Breezy has never seen. We're going to act out an iconic scene from the film, and then Breezy will go home tonight, watch the film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big, giant movie
Massive.
Review.
Couldn't be
Huge.
Bigger.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, this is somewhat of a heavy scene today, Breeze. Our characters are both in a mental hospital, and they're shooting hoops alone in the gym, and they start having deep conversation about suicide and their personal journey on how they both ended up in this hospital.
Okay.
So this really is a scene where you're speaking from the heart. You don't want to rush through it.
No, never. Couldn't be me.
You don't want to rush through.
No.
Not a conversation like this.
No.
So you're playing the role of Bobby. I'm going to play the role of Craig. And then I will kick things off.
Am I like upset?
No, you're just trying. Your character, I would say, is 20 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
So
wise, mature.
Right. Definitely. So, I mean, if you have one goal in mind here, it's to really help my character think about the life that he has in front of him.
Okay.
Rather than throwing it out. Don't make the same mistakes I made. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
All right, here we go. Lights, camera, action. So I actually heard that your accountant said that you tried to kill yourself.
Well, this may come off as a surprise to you, cool Craig, but she's not my type. And also, I tried to kill myself 6 times.
Yeah, I thought about doing that, but I just couldn't go through with it. I just came straight here.
What stopped you?
I think my family, you know, my parents, my sister, just knowing how bad I would mess them up, you know?
See, this is the part I don't get, Craig. I mean, you're cool. You're smart. You're talented. You have a family that loves you. You know what? You know what I would do for that just for a day? I would just live. Like it meant something, you know?
Yeah. I guess I just got to a point where I got sick and tired of feeling so bad all the time. You know, I just don't want to feel so bad.
Feeling bad sometimes is a way of life. You can't feel good if you don't know how much it hurts to feel bad. But you know what would make me feel really bad?
What's that?
Is if you ever did something to hurt yourself. I wouldn't want that to happen, Craig.
Thanks, Bobby.
You got a lot of life to live, kiddo.
Yeah.
I don't think I feel like playing basketball anymore. I'm gonna go. Oh my god. I suck at sports!
Cut! You didn't run out of the room like the gymnasium, which would have been the perfect opportunity to do it because last couple weeks ago you were in a wheelchair, but you ran out.
I know.
Yeah, so, you know.
I only do it where it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, what's the name of that film?
A lot of people are very confused right now.
Well, how many people do you think were listening and they thought that was a real conversation between us?
They always have listened. They always do.
That does happen a lot for Mooster Peace Theater. A couple of guesses coming in right now. Like, was that the time machine? Never heard of it in my life. What is that?
This person says, I know you already did it, but you might have ran it back. Is this a walk to remember?
No.
No, I'm so sorry.
There was never a walk in the movie.
No, I didn't remember one walk.
That's why Breezy gave it a 4.8 minus 4.8.
Oh, my God.
Lowest score ever of any movie review she's ever done on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. There's a lot of weird guesses coming in. None of you are going to guess it. We'll just tell you what it is. It's kind of a funny story. Starring Zach Galifianakis.
Truly doesn't give that vibe of a funny story of what we just acted out.
Right. This movie's from 2010, but it is a really good, it's a good movie. It's a feel-good movie.
Zach remember Galifianakis is crazy.
He's the best. Do you remember Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
I would kind of compare it to that.
I do love that movie.
Yeah, it's similar to that.
I do love that movie.
So you're going to go home tonight, Breeze. Watch it, and then you'll bring it in tomorrow. Well, you will probably score, a one.
We'll see. I mean, anything could happen.
And by the way, I'm going to make your day. It's less than 3 hours.
Oh, what a dream.
Will. 585-252-9800. How many of you know married couples that do this in front of you? Because, I don't know, they're at a point in their marriage where they just could care less what you think.
So uncomfortable.
Now you can't possibly tell me you can do this in front of friends and then not be embarrassed later on. It's
Peak
Sweat Mornings.
Some people are absolutely shameless.
They really are, Breeze. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm out the other day. I think it was Friday afternoon. Nothing major, just a casual lunch with a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my friends who've been married for like, I don't know, 7, 8 years, they're the type of couple where they just don't care if they fight in front of you. So we meet up on Park Ave. It starts off totally fine.
Okay.
And we're chatting, and then there's maybe, I don't know, 10 seconds of silence while we're all just looking at the menu.
Sure.
And she casually says out of nowhere, "So are you just going to sit there and pretend you didn't just leave your wet towels on our bed this morning?"
Oh.
And then he...
Not the time nor the place.
He doesn't even flinch. Just takes a sip of his iced tea and says, "You know, besides you being freaking annoying, are you going to pretend you didn't spend $160 on throw pillows we don't need?"
Oh.
And just to be funny, I try to make this whole situation less awkward because we're in public.
Right.
I slowly pretend to crawl under the table and I say, "Let me know when you guys are done. I'll come back up and join
right,
you."
Right, no, fully.
So she ignores me and she looks at him and says, "You have no respect for the house or me." And he goes, "I respect the house, but if I didn't have to walk through a maze of decorative baskets to get to our bathroom, I'd probably respect you more." And I'm like, what are you guys doing right now?
This is not appropriate.
I tried to change the subject. It didn't work.
No, of course not.
They just bickered like they've been married for 40 years. And it was so embarrassing and uncomfortable. And I didn't say it out loud, but I was thinking it. What I wanted to express was, if you guys hate each other, you should just leave or go to marriage counseling.
Right. You know Figure what I mean? It out.
So what do you think happened? The rest of the meal, they didn't speak to each other. And
was
me
it
and-
just the two, the couple and you, or were there other people there as well?
Total of four people. Me and another friend of ours.
Okay.
And we sat there looking at each other like, well, so now what? Because it was the longest hour of my life. And I never understood, why do couples do this in public when they go out in front of their friends and other people? And it made me wonder on Friday, if they can do that in public, what's going on behind closed doors?
Correct.
What's happening?
Begs the question.
I mean, does anyone else have married friends who do this, who fight in front of you like you're not even there? No? Just me?
It's wild.
585-252-9800. A couple of messages came through on the text line while I was sharing this story. And I'll get to those right now. But Alicia says, "Moose, I know the feeling. It gets uncomfortable. My sister and her husband fight like that in front of everyone. It's beyond awkward that it gets to that point. But now my mom and I stopped inviting them to things." Oh, your own family.
Also, like, that's the ultimate sign that you have given up. You've given up. Like, you don't care. It's like the sweatpants of a relationship. You don't care who sees or who's going to comment on it. You're just going to do it because you want to do it.
Now, I'm not perfect. I've been in public before, and I've had arguments with a significant other. But to make this a habit,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're arguing about throw pillows and wet towels on the bed in front of friends, then you're most likely arguments away from a separation.
But you're also doing it behind closed doors, too. Like, it's not like they're so comfortable to do this in front of people without doing it alone.
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Like, blink twice.
My parents used to do this at restaurants when I was a kid. I still get secondhand anxiety when couples start fighting near me, but also a big reason why I don't like confrontation.
Right.
So I guess what I've always wondered in a situation like this is, when do you step in? Like, is it ever a good idea to do so?
Or is it even your right? You know, like, do you even have a right to step in? Like, obviously we know for a certain, like, that they're comfortable enough to do this and they don't care that they're making you uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So you shouldn't care that you're butting into their business, if I'm being honest.
I could have done without this lunch on Friday. Like, it didn't bring me joy.
Right.
It made me uncomfortable for an hour. Do you know what it's like sitting in front of a couple where they refuse to speak to each other for an hour? Now it's just silent?
Just silence. Absolute silence.
Lauren says, I was at dinner with my best friend and her husband last weekend. They would not stop arguing about laundry, money, who forgot to take the dog out. And I finally said, hey, do you want us to leave so you two can finish this?
Right.
And she turns to me and goes,
stay out of it.
This is marriage, Lauren. You'll get it someday. And I was like, no, thanks. I'm good. I paid my part of the bill and left.
Right. I don't want to get. Here's the thing. I don't want to get it. You know, like, don't want to get it. Don't want to be a part of it. Not for me.
I think there is an appropriate.
No, that's your marriage.
Yeah, that's not everybody's experience.
You like acting like you're the poster child for marriage when yours is crumbling over like a stack of short stacks, like flapjacks. Listen, like, come on.
Marriage is not easy. It is difficult. And there is going to be arguments. And I get that. I see it happen around me all the time. I just feel like maybe, you know, it's a time and a place. And then let's go over to Angela, who says, Moose, you don't get it. Couples who fight in public usually do stay together because they're not bottling everything up behind closed doors. My husband and I argue in front of our friends sometimes, not to make anyone uncomfortable, but because we're real with each other. And I'd rather bicker and deal with it in the moment than pretend everything's fine. I do hear you, Angela, but there's a big difference between arguing in public to resolve a problem and just doing it to take a dump on each other
right.
and have everyone around you bear witness to it. Because at that point, I don't think it's really about being real. It's just about you guys hating each other.
Right.
That's what it sounds
like. It's
like
you can't wait to jump down each other's throats. I'm sorry that happened. How much gum did you find under the table when you were crawling under it?
Oh, my God. Quite a lot. Yeah. People have no shame when
you're like, is this double bubble?
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're just after 10:30 later this morning. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.